Hello and welcome to Bring Jesus to the Table, where our glass of wine is just fine. I'm your host, Christina McCaleb, and together we're on a journey to explore faith, purpose, and a whole lot of laughter. Let's dive in. This past weekend, I took a road trip to Austin to go see my friend Shamika. And during that road trip, I was listening to music. And this song, the name of the song is Chasing Me Down. I can't think of who sings it, but Ty Tribbett was on there. So I was listening to all things Ty Tribbett. And this song came up, but I don't think that's his song. He was just on there. Anywho, it was called Chasing Me Down. And I had a thought where I had to push pause and start recording what that thought was. And this is what I started to think about. You know how there's a guy who loves your dirty draws. He's been in love with you for so long, since y'all been young, and you never gave him the time of day. But he's your male best friend, and that's how you keep him. You keep him in the friend zone, right? And he is just always about you. Loves everything about you. And you're just like, you know, you're my best friend. Best friends for life. And you talk to him about all of your problems, all of your relationships, anything that goes wrong, he knows. You talk to him about it all the time. He even gives you advice on what you should do to fix those things. And you do it and you're like, oh my gosh, I love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But you never open up your eyes to see that maybe this man is where you're supposed to be, who you're supposed to be with. But no, you like those toxic relationships. You like to party. You like those guys that like to party. You like those ones that don't treat you as well as you deserve to be treated. But that's what you like, right? And you don't see anything else. You figure your best friend is not your type. He's a good guy. You kind of feel like you probably don't deserve him, but he doesn't deserve you. You probably feel like he can't lay it down in the bedroom because he's too nice. Nice guys, right? And then something else happens in your relationship and you're like, I just can't understand what's going on. Why can't I get it right? What is going on? Why do I keep choosing these bad guys? And best friend is just like, hey, choose me. And you're like, nah, I can't. I just can't. You don't really even have a reason. And then one day, you get a clue. And he brings it up again like, hey, choose me. Choose me. And you say, you know what? What's the worst that could happen? Let's try this. Let me give this a try. And you get with your best friend, and it is the best decision you've ever made. He is so good to you. He is the opposite of every person you've ever been with. You regret not giving him a chance sooner. And all those times that you have been denying him, you could have been happy. But you got a clue. So now you're good to go. This man is the best thing that's ever happened to you. Now, doesn't that sound familiar? Here it is. Jesus is like, come to me. Come to me. I'm right here. I'm the best thing that could ever happen to you. You're like, nah. I'm kind of good out here. But you're not. Nah, you're not good at all. You keep screwing up. You keep getting screwed. You keep putting yourself in these situations that you cannot get out of. And what happens? You start crying out to God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Why is this happening to me? Lord, can you help me? Can you get me out of this mess? I know I got myself into it, but can you get me out? I promise I'm going to make better choices. I'm going to do it better the next time. And what does he do? He loves you so much. He tells you exactly what to do, or he gets you out of it. And you're like, Oh, I'm so relieved. And you go right back into the same thing, or you do something stupid again. Just whatever. You just keep screwing up. And he's like, hey, choose me. I'm right here. I never break a promise. He has so much grace. He forgives always, no matter what. You don't have to worry about feeling condemned because he doesn't condemn you. He doesn't need space from you. Oh, I just need some space. You know, I need time to think. No, he don't need all that. His love never changes. He's faithful. And even when you get lost, he's your GPS. You get lost because we always get lost, right? And he's like, hey, I'm right here. Turn your big head to the right. Turn your head to the right. Oh, there you go. He's always there waiting for us. So choose him. The scripture today is Mark 8, 34 through 38. So I'm reading out of the New King James Version this time because Jesus is talking in this scripture. And it says, when he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. So going back to the example I gave y'all with the guy who's been chasing down this girl, let's just say that she never gave him the time of day, right? So he was available, but now he found somebody else. And this woman that he found loves him so much, and he treats her so good. And then finally, you see this, right? You're like, man, that's what I wanted. Hey, best friend. Hey, best friend, remember me? You know what? I was thinking about what you said all these years, and you know I should have gave you the time of day, but I didn't. And he says, nah, I can't even, nope. You had your chance. You had your chance, and you didn't take it. I was ready for you. I wanted you so bad, but you denied me. So we got to go. And hand in hand, he walks off with his new love, with his forever love. You don't want that to be you. You do not want that to be you, because we are not here on this earth too much longer. We are not living forever. We all have our time. And one day we're going to have to take an account of the decisions that we make here on earth. So ask yourself, are you making the right decisions? Are you choosing to follow Jesus? Are you choosing to be booed up with him and not booed up with the things or the people of this world? Because none of it's going to last. So I tell you this, choose wisely. Pray this prayer with me. God, we need you. You alone are our source of strength, joy, peace, patience, and love. You understand our character and our nature, and you approach us with kindness. So today, we repent of focusing on momentary things instead of placing you first in our lives. Draw us closer to you, and as we wait on your return, please use us to love and to encourage this broken world. In your name we pray. Amen. That's it for today's episode of Bring Jesus to the Table. We hope you enjoyed listening and gained some valuable insight and inspiration. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you don't miss out on any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave us a review to help others discover our podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back soon with another exciting episode of Bring Jesus to the Table. Until then, may your faith guide you, your purpose inspire you, and may laughter light up your life. See you next time.